Think bagpipes, and you likely think Scotland. But one of the world's largest bagpipe manufacturers happens to call New Hampshire home. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, that company is facing an unexpected wee kink in its international supply chain.
Richard Spaulding is in no mood.
You know any good bagpipe jokes?
No.
A retired state policeman, Spaulding is too busy managing a bagpipe empire. The company's name is Gibson Bagpipes. It is the largest bagpipe maker in North America, fourth largest in the world, and after launching decades ago in Ohio, it now calls Nashua, New Hampshire home. Their baseline set of pipes start at about $1,400. On the manufacturing floor, three workers are filling the day's orders. Master craftsmen are standing at lathes, while another applies a lacquer finish.
Everything's done by hand.
The distinct bagpipe sound comes from air being blown through what are called drones, the pipes that point over the shoulder. Gibson and most pipe makers turn these parts out of something called African blackwood. It is a gorgeous dark color and rock hard.
This is the African blackwood.
Whoa.
Dense.
Very dense. And that's why it resonates the sound. And that's why bagpipes have been made out of these for hundreds of years.
African blackwood, though, is under environmental stress. Last year, an international consortium that monitors the trade of animal and plant products, it moved African blackwood, along with another bagpipe staple, Coco Bolo, to a higher risk level. The woods aren't threatened with extinction just yet, but as of earlier this year, if you want to move this wood across international borders, you need a permit. So last December, 11 months ago, Gibson started its application process with the federal government.
Had to fill out all that paperwork with a check for the permits, mailed it down. They said they never got it.
Got lost in the mail.
Lost in the mail.
Without this permit in hand, Gibson can continue to make pipes with African blackwood, but it can't export them. That's a big financial blow.
How much of your market is overseas?
20 to 25%.
So those sales are all on hold right now?
And we've lost them for a year, almost a year. And some of those you'll never recuperate.
In the spring, Gibson resubmitted its application. It also reached out to the offices of Senators Maggie Hassan and Jean Shaheen for help. They urged the Departments of Agriculture and Interior to streamline the process. More recently, Governor Chris Sununu also weighed in. It's been a bipartisan bagpipe effort to get these products moving again. Then,
mail shows up yesterday. There's the big envelope from Fish and Wildlife with all our permits in the master file. We're all excited we can start shipping internationally again. I'm going through them. They spelt the city of Nashua wrong.
How do you misspell Nashua?
N-A-S-H-V-A.
There's no V.
The Latin way of spelling it, I think. I don't know.
So Spaulding called the feds about the typo. They said, yes, that is a big deal. They're apparently going to fix it and rush out the new permits to Gibson. Until then, international orders remain on hold, and the best bagpipes Nashua has to offer are still only available to domestic customers. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.